Keep yourself in the loop of everything football on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. The latest news on and off the field, be it college football, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC to the NFL. We've got you covered. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
And welcome to the GSFC Football Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSFC Podcast Network. And as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. All right, end of the week. We made it. Okay, here's what's going on today. The NFL is way too cruel when it comes to running backs, right? Once you hit 30, they're basically throwing you away. They don't want you no more. DeMarco Murray has come to the realization of that. DeMarco Murray has now retired. DeMarco Murray came into the league in 2011. All right, he only got 7 seasons. 7 seasons till he had to retire because no one else wanted him. All right. The dude's 2 years removed from nearly a 1,300-yard season. And he's just out the league. Okay. I'm going to be giving my thoughts on all that for the first segment. Second segment, we got Ben McAdoo. Yes, the former Giants coach saying that he could see the Giants winning the division this year. Okay. Did he say they will win the division, or he said he could see them winning the division? He says he sees they can. He sees them winning the division. Okay. We'll talk about that. Giants are good, but are they better than the Cowboys? Are they even better than the Redskins? Because I'd say right now they're not even better than the Eagles. All right. So we'll see what they compare to, how they compare. Third segment, you got Todd Gurley saying that he's mad at the fact that these NBA players are making more than them. I don't think he's necessarily mad at NBA players, but he's mad at the fact that they're not getting paid. Okay. NBA players are out here making guaranteed money. NFL players, there's nothing guaranteed about their contracts. Of course there is. I'm not being completely serious or anything like that, but you get the point I'm trying to make. All right, so I'll give my thoughts on all that. But nonetheless, for the fourth segment, we'll talk about anything else going on in the world of football. I think we got 10 days till training camp. Okay. Oh my gosh, I just realized 10 days till training camp means we're 10 days or whatever till Hard Knocks. Cleveland Browns Hard Knocks. All right, it is the Cleveland Browns for Hard Knocks this season, right? Let me see real quick. Let me double check that. Let me see when the first episode airs, if I can find that too. All right, because that's like our first fix of football. Let me see Hard Knocks 2018. There's a Hard Knocks trailer already. Dropped actually on July 11th. I just want to know when the first episode is so I can prepare for this. All right. Let me see. Premieres August 7th at 10 p.m. So we still got a little bit less than a month to go before Hard Knocks. But nonetheless, like I said, rookie training camp I think starts in about 10 days. Regular training camp at the end of the month. Okay. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of stories to watch for on Hard Knocks. Obviously, Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor. Is that a QB? Is that a QB competition over there in Cleveland? Or is it just Tyrod Taylor's going to be the starter? Because I know they've said Tyrod's going to, like Hugh Jackson has said that Tyrod's going to be the starter. But nonetheless, I mean, if Baker Mayfield looks better than him in camp, don't you just throw Baker out there? I guess you would, but nonetheless, I mean, the Bears got to be real careful here. Okay, if Baker Mayfield doesn't work, I mean, if Baker Mayfield doesn't work, it's kind of like whatever will. Because it's honestly gotten kind of ridiculous with the Browns. It's like, if it doesn't work with Baker, then just sell the team and move him out of Cleveland. Okay, a second time. Because, I mean, honestly, if this doesn't work, what else will? It seems like they've exhausted every option. Okay, so many quarterbacks have come through that team. None of them, literally none of them, were worked out. from the Brandon Whedons to the Johnny Manziels to the Deshaun Kaisers, okay, to the Josh McCowns. Nothing has worked out. All right. And I think it's just the point, like I said, if Baker Mayfield doesn't work out, what are we doing here still? All right. This team is never going to win. Cleveland might just be cursed. Okay, maybe you tear down their stadium and build a new one or something. Something's got to work. All right. So I guess, like I said, they got to be careful. So you can't throw Baker Mayfield out there till you know he's ready. All right. So I guess, yeah, it does make sense to make Tyrod Taylor the starting quarterback. So you got that. Josh Gordon coming into his first full season in a while. You know that's going to be a topic of discussion on Hard Knocks. Okay. The three running backs there, Nick Chubb, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson. Jarvis Landry getting there. We're going to see Myles Garrett. I mean, there's a lot to watch. Look forward to with this Browns team and Hard Knocks. All right. Got to wait till August. What? I said August 7th, I think. August 7th. Not necessarily what I'm waiting for, but nonetheless, let's see. They got a preview right here. Let's see. First football I watched in a while. See Josh Gordon, Myles Garrett hitting the little bag. It's just like a little hype video here. Could just be a Cleveland video, Cleveland Browns hype video. You showed it a preseason game, getting them ready for the regular season. But oh, also I forgot about David Njoku. Real excited to see how he does this season. I think he's gonna be a real breakout candidate this year. But nonetheless, I mean, it's gonna be interesting, man. I think Hugh Jackson only keeps his job if they win 7 games. I think if they win 6 or less, then he's out of there. Okay. 7 wins, kind of. I mean, it's tough to kind of decide because I've seen Cleveland Browns saying even if they get 4 wins, they'll be happy. All right, but there's a point where it's just weird for them to bring in a GM and not bring in a new coach. All right, especially considering that coach went 1-31 in his first 2 seasons. And I'm curious, what do Browns fans think of Hugh Jackson? Do they blame him for the last 2 years? Do they blame the team, or is it just like we're the Browns and we're just used to it? All right. And I mean, 0-16 Browns season was inevitable, wasn't it? And like I said, that's kind of what I mean too when I say it's got to work here. Okay, with Baker Mayfield. Because I mean, you've got quarterback from quarterback. Okay, losing season after losing season. You just spent your 20th year in Cleveland since he came back in 98, I think it was. And you just went 0-16. All right. Like I said, someone's got to write the Cleveland Browns book of misery for these last 20 years. Okay, because it is ridiculous. But if Mayfield doesn't work and they still stay the same, like I said, just move the team somewhere, please. All right, because it's honestly, it's gotten to the point where, like, yeah, it was funny because it's the Browns, but now it's just kind of embarrassing. All right, now I'm starting to, like, put it to y'all together. I don't think they'll be terrible this year. I mean, that's the thing. They have way too good of a team to be terrible. Okay, let's say that we put this roster and throw on a New England Patriots uniform, okay? Everyone's talking about how they're going to be playoff contenders and all that, but I feel since it's the Browns and they got that Browns uniform on, everyone's just skeptical, okay? And I know it's supposed to be a DeMarco Murray segment. Nonetheless, we'll just probably push that over to the next segment, all right? But nonetheless, like I said, I mean, we're just at a point where something's got to work. Okay, and I've looked at the schedules and all that. Their schedule isn't the easiest, but it's also not the toughest. Okay, I mean, first 2 games are going to be tough. You got the Steelers. At least you got the Steelers in Cleveland. Okay, that's a game right there. You can kind of set the tone for the rest of your season. You beat the Steelers in Cleveland week 1. People are going to pay attention to you. Oh, this Browns team, even though it's week 1, they might have something here, all right? Start off week 1. You start off week 1 with a win. It's already a better season compared to last year. All right. Then you get the Saints week 2. I'm going to chalk that up as a loss already. Then you play the Jets week 3. I'm assuming that's got to be on a Thursday night. Ooh, that's going to... please. I hope Sam Darnold's starting that game for the Jets. Don't give me Josh McCown versus this Browns team. Give me something to look forward to. All right, I'm sure maybe the NFL thought we'd be getting a Baker Mayfield versus Sam Darnold game, but nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be Josh McCown, isn't it? Or are you just going to keep a $10 million backup on the bench? I mean, That's one thing, too. People say Sam Darnold's going to be starting. You really going to be paying Josh McCown $10 million to sit on your bench? I mean, that's something you got to think about. All right, but nonetheless, I really hope somehow, someway, he is starting week three. Josh McCown's not bad. Then they were 5-7 last year with him before he got hurt. I mean, that was a whole lot more than everyone expected, so maybe we'll get a decent game there. So I'd say the Browns probably start off their first 3 weeks 2-1. Then you got to play in Oakland. I'm going to give that one to the Raiders. All right, 2-2. Let's see. They got the Ravens week 5 in Cleveland. If Cleveland's 2-2 after 4 games, let's say that they beat the Ravens. That's all 3-2. I say they lose to the Chargers. That's 3-3. They'll beat the Bucks. That's 4-3. They'll lose in Pittsburgh 4-4. I think they'll lose to the Chiefs 4-5. Got the Falcons 4-6. In Cincinnati, I think they'll beat them 5-6. At Houston 5-7. Versus Carolina 5-8. In Denver 5-9. Versus the Bengals, I'll say they sweep the Bengals this year 6-9. They're probably going to go 6-10 this season. All right. I got to see how this team plays. I think they're going to be a real good team. I got to see how they play. All right, I can't just keep looking at their paper roster and thinking they're going to win a bunch of games. All right, now all I can do is have them going 6-10. All right. You split with Pittsburgh, you split with Baltimore, you sweep the Bengals. Games you lose to are against teams who are really good. Broncos at home is going to be tough. Carolina is going to be tough. Texans in Houston is going to be tough. All right, Falcons are going to be tough. Saints is going to be tough. I think they beat the Bucks. All right, so I think that's pretty fair as of right now. But nonetheless, a little less than a month away from actual football. All right. I might as well just start watching Hard Knocks right now to pass the time, old seasons. All right, I'm sure we could find some gold. I know that Miami Dolphins season, the Hard Knocks was pretty good. Vontae Davis getting traded. Then you had Chad Johnson getting cut. I didn't really watch. I was watching last year's Hard Knocks with Tampa Bay. That was pretty good. Watching Dirk Cutter lay out Jameis the whole time. But nonetheless, I mean, this year's Hard Knocks, that'll be way better. Because, you know, the whole 0-16 season is going to be a real big storyline on that show. So, we'll see. But nonetheless, I mean, the Browns completely took us away from talking about DeMarco Murray, who we'll be talking about in the next segment, all right? DeMarco Murray, I mean, it's wild how you can be so good. But still, once you hit a certain age, NFL doesn't want you no more. So, we'll be talking about that. So, stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. Spent that first segment, alright, we were supposed to be talking about DeMarco Murray, but I think we're just at the point where I need football. Alright, so eventually we started talking about Hard Knocks, realized the Browns, started talking about the Browns are going to be on there, and we just turned it into a Cleveland Browns segment. Alright, it's usually how we do things, man. I mean, we're in July, alright, we're just trying to get through this month till training camp is here. Once training camp gets here, everything's going to be flying. All right. I can't wait for training camp. I can't wait for Hard Knocks. I just can't wait for football. This has been one of the longest off seasons of my life, I feel. All right. I mean, and it's just this July month, okay? June, we had stuff that just, stuff was still going on. News was coming out. March, I mean, we knew free agency. April, we had draft. May, I mean, there wasn't really much, but nonetheless, we talk about who's going to do well, all right, who had a decent draft and all that, and it's just July is just bad news. It's either bad news, drama, or just no news. All right. July is just a bad month for the NFL. I mean, Terrell Owens and the Hall of Fame has become one of the big. It's probably the biggest story, one of the biggest stories of July. All right, and none of the stories that have come out so far this month have been good at all. Let's see, Marcus Goodwin. He bought his mom and sister a house. Was that July or was that a June story? I think it might have been an early July story, so that might have been the best story so far. All right, but nonetheless, I mean, everything else has just been terrible. Okay. Let's see, is there any other new news to pick up? I don't think there is. So let's just talk about DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray was at one point one of the best running backs in the league. He was a top five running back for sure. You could even consider him a top three at one point in his career. Okay, his career started in 2011. His career is now over, which is honestly ridiculous. Okay. DeMarco Murray in 2016 ran for nearly 1,300 yards and had 9 touchdowns. All right. Nearly 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 2 years later, he's out the league. Okay, if you're doing that 2 years ago, then chances are you could still do it going forward. Okay, but for some reason, these NFL teams just don't like giving these running backs that 30 chances. Okay? It's honestly ridiculous. I mean, looking at it, okay, DeMarco Murray didn't even have like a bad career. It's not like he was an off and on type of running back. Okay, his first season, he only started 7 games with the Cowboys. All right. Ran for 897 yards, 2 touchdowns. Again, only started 7 games. Averaged 5.5 yards a carry that year. Okay. 2012, he gets 3 more starts. Does rush less and gain less yards, but has more touchdowns. All right, runs for 663 yards, 4 touchdowns. Nonetheless, that's 4.1 yards per carry, which is very good. 2013, starts 14 games, makes the Pro Bowl that year. 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns, 5.2 yards per carry. Okay. And then 2014, he just erupts. Okay. 392 carries, led the league. 1,845 yards, led the league. 13 touchdowns, led the league. All right, 4.7 yards per carry. 115 yards per game, led the league. Okay. And Dallas decides, you know what? We're not going to pay you. So go. Are you serious? Okay. And in hindsight, I guess maybe they did make the right move. But let's say that Dallas... Yeah, let's just go back to that point. Let's say that Dallas ends up re-signing DeMarco Murray in 2014 and doesn't let him walk. All right? He's probably still in the league. And chances are, he's one of the better running backs in the league. A top five running back, I'd say. All right? I mean, that is what... Essentially, you could point to that being what killed his career. Okay, because then he has a terrible year in Philly, where, I mean, he starts 8 games, runs for 700 yards, 6 touchdowns. All right, his lowest yards per game or yards per carry season dating back at that time. All right, then he goes to Tennessee, runs for nearly 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 4.4 yards per carry. All right, then in 2017, him and Derrick Henry split time. 659 yards, 6 touchdowns, 3.6 yards per carry, out the league. All right, I mean, it's ridiculous. It honestly is. If Dallas doesn't let him go, he's still in the league. And chances are, okay, now that they got Ezekiel Elliott, you're going to have to pay Ezekiel Elliott a lot of money when he's up for a contract. Okay, and chances are, you'd be paying DeMarco Murray considerably less than what Ezekiel Elliott's going to be getting. And that was the whole thing with Dallas, too. They didn't want to pay DeMarco Murray because, obviously, they knew they had a great offensive line. And you could throw whoever you wanted back there. Okay. And they chose to do that. But like I said, I think that's what killed DeMarco Murray's career. If Dallas re-signs him and extends him, he's still in the league. And I'd say he's a top five running back right now. All right. And that's one thing, too, when... people tend to side with the business, all right, the owners and all that. I don't understand it, okay? Literally, that's all it took for DeMarco Murray to have a decent career, a long career. This is just for Dallas to extend him. Because obviously, you go to Philly, and I think that was more so him going to Philly was, I'm going to get back at Dallas. Obviously, that didn't work out. Philly hates him now, even more, okay? Then you head over to Tennessee. You have a great year. So next year they decide, you know what, you're going to split time with this one guy. And now you're out here on NFL Live announcing your retirement. All right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Not to mention, we got one of the best running backs of all time who most likely won't be getting signed this season. All right. Is Adrian Peterson going to have to call it quits too? Adrian Peterson calls it quits. I'm completely shifting all of my focus to saving the running back. Okay, because, I mean, even Adrian Peterson, 3 years ago, all right, led the league in attempts, yards, touchdowns. And now, he can't get a job. One of the greatest of all time. Okay, and yes, Adrian Peterson is one of the greatest of all time. Go ahead and debate your wall if you disagree. Okay. And let's look at Adrian Peterson's all-time stats. Let's see. Rushing attempts, he's 22nd all-time. Rushing yards, he is 12th all-time. Rushing touchdowns, he is 9th all-time. All right, among active players, he's 2nd in attempts. He's 2nd in yards, number 1 in touchdowns. Who would be more? Who would have more yards than Adrian Peterson at this point? Oh, yeah, it's got to be Frank Gore because he's still active. All right, I'm sure Frank Gore is what's ahead of him. So if Frank Gore is not in the league, he's number 1 basically in all three major categories among active players. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, it is ridiculous the fact that Adrian Peterson isn't even getting signed. Okay. Let me check. Let's see. So he spent this season with New Orleans and Arizona. I mean, Kamara and Ingram obviously are the younger option, so you're going to go with them. Plus, New Orleans didn't really give Peterson much of a shot. Okay. Arizona, he did start 6 games there. 448 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3.5 yards per carry. He did have one game where he ran for, what, 154 yards with Arizona? Okay. Let me check if I could see if I could check his game logs from last season. I want to see exactly how he did with Arizona in those 2 years. See if there's anything left there. Besides, or if those, that one 154-yard game was an outlier. So obviously with New Orleans, he didn't really have an opportunity to do anything. Okay. I mean, the most carries he had in one game was 9. Arizona, his first game is 134 yards, excuse me. Yeah, so his first game with Arizona, he 26 carries, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. Okay. The next game, he only gets 11 carries. They get blown out that game, so it was more so they were just throwing the ball the entire time. His third game with Arizona, 37 carries, 159 yards. Okay. Obviously, that shows me the guy's not done. After that, he plays 3 tough rush defenses, plus doesn't have a quarterback to... I mean, yeah, that's the thing, too. Okay, they had no quarterback, Arizona. All right? Team stacked the box those last few games. Obviously, he's not going to run for that much. Adrian Peterson could still do a job. Okay? It's just a point where no one else thinks so. Literally, one of the all-time greats can't even get a job anymore. I mean, if I'm him, maybe take the year off, go play in the AAF next season, dominate that, be the first ever MVP in the AAF. Okay. That is a considerably low pay cut. But nonetheless, I mean, that might just be what he has to do. Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. Running backs at 30, done. Le'Veon Bell's currently 36. He's going to get one more contract. From the way it's gone, he's probably going to be out the league by the time he's 31, 32. Okay. 33, maybe. I'd say 33 because, actually, let's see, he's 26 right now. He's going to spend another year in Pittsburgh. I'm not assuming they're going to be extending him, so he'll probably be a free agent after this season. So he'll probably last till he's about 33, 34. All right. And let me check the all-time rushing yards leaders and see exactly how close these guys in the league are right now. Because, honestly, with the way the running back position is going, these guys aren't going to have a chance to catch up to the Emmitt Smiths, Frank Gores, or anything like that. And that's weird how Frank Gore is as high as he is. So Frank Gore only needs he needs like less than 100 yards to catch Curtis Martin for 4th all time. Let's see. Adrian Peterson's 12th. He's not going to be really jumping anyone anytime soon. He could pass Marshall Faulk. If he were to play one more season, let's see, he'd pass Faulk, he'd pass Brown, he could pass Dorsett. If he were to just have another 1,000-yard season, he would move up to 8th all-time. Okay. I think I think a 1,000-yard season might be out of the question there. Let's see. Who's the next closest active player on the all-time rushing list? All right. LeSean McCoy is 29th. Chances are LeSean McCoy won't be catching Frank Gore or anything like that. All right. And you got Marshawn Lynch, who's 31st. Forte, we retired. All right. Let's see. Chris Johnson's up there at 35. Let's see. There's no one really close. Okay. DeMarco Murray, 62nd all time. Yeah, I don't see these other guys really catching up. All right. As good as they are, I mean, the NFL, like I said, isn't nice to you once you hit 30. The only people who are going to last past 30 are the all-time greats like Adrian Peterson. You're only going to last maybe till 33, 34. All right. Frank Gore's got to be... How old is Frank Gore right now? Frank Gore's played 12 seasons. He's currently 35. All right. This is probably his last year. So, yeah, I don't see any of these other guys catching him anytime soon. All right. Frank Gore for sure is a Hall of Famer now that I look at it. So, we'll see how it all goes. Like I said, don't let them fool you. Just because they're saying, oh, yeah, running backs are getting picked in the first round again, doesn't mean the running back position's back, okay? It just means that they're going to use a guy for about 8 years of his career, and after that, you're going to get rid of him, and no one's going to want him, so he's going to have to retire. All right. So, that's just my thoughts there. Next up, we're going to be talking about Ben McAdoo saying he could see the Giants winning the NFC East. Is that a possibility? We'll talk about it. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. Spent the first segment. All right, we missed football a lot. We talked about Hard Knocks and the Cleveland Browns. All right. I mean, Cleveland, like I said in the first segment, Cleveland's got to get this whole quarterback thing right. I mean, there's a point where it's getting too ridiculous and embarrassing. I mean, it's always been fun to laugh at the Browns, but now it's just like, come on. All right, get it right, please. Okay. Right now, I got them going like 6-10. Okay. I guess that'd be a big step up compared to last season where they won zero games. I got them beating Pittsburgh week one. Okay? I mean, they beat Pittsburgh week one. It's already 10 times more than a successful season than last year. Okay. So, we'll see what they end up doing. Hard Knocks coming out August 7th. All right? I think I'm just going to have to binge every other Hard Knocks season. Okay? From here until then. Just so I can get my little football fix because It's like, it's so close, but it's yet so far. Okay. We got rookie training camp starting up in 10 days. After that, the vets will come into training camp a few days after that. Then we got, like I said, the Hall of Fame game August 2nd. Okay, Hard Knocks August 7th. Let's see, when's the first actual preseason game? Let me see if I can find the preseason schedule real quick. All right. Just so we're all up to date on everything and we know when to be prepared. All right. It's got to be, let's see, NFL preseason week one is, obviously, yeah, it's the Bears and, let's see, all right, it's preseason week two, August 9th. Okay. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 10 games August 9th. Okay. Let's see, who's got the younger team? I'm going to start treating this like summer. I'm only going to watch the younger teams. Browns are obviously going to be a team to watch. Browns, Giants, Saquon Barkley, Baker Mayfield. Sounds great. Let's see. So August 9th. That's the week we all get excited. I mean, August 2nd, we can get excited because it's the Hall of Fame game. We got Trubisky. We got Cohen, Howard, Roquan Smith, Eddie Jackson, okay, Anthony Miller, Allen Robinson, Trey Burton. I mean, I'm going up against Lamar Jackson. All right. I wonder how much Michael Crabtree's going to play there. Lamar Jackson, the only one I'm really looking forward to on RG3, too. We got RG3. I forget about RG3. I forget he's even the backup for the Ravens. But nonetheless, we're close. All right. So remember, Ricky's reporting training camp about 10 days. After that, the vets will show up a few days after that. Okay. Then we got Hall of Fame game August 2nd, Hard Knocks August 7th, and the first preseason will, I guess, the second preseason game starting August 9th. All right. I mean, it needs to hurry up. Okay. July is just dragging on. It's all bad news coming up. Okay. T.O. and the Hall of Fame hate each other. I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay. But nonetheless, I mean, we got guys like Bob McAdoo giving us stuff to talk about still. All right. Good old Bob. Or is it Ben McAdoo? I think it's Ben McAdoo. Let me see. I always get him, Bob and Ben mixed up, but nonetheless, it is Ben McAdoo. All right. Let's take a look at his time over with the Giants. All right. And his comments about the Giants winning the AFC or NFC East, he did have a lot of negative things to say about the Eagles, Cowboys, and Redskins. All right. Let's see real quick. Coaching record statistics and all that. Two seasons. All right. First season, they went 11-5. Lost a playoff game. Okay. 2017, he goes 2-10 in 12 games. He benches Eli. You benched Eli. You don't bench for Manny. Okay. I guarantee you, Archie called the Maris and told him, fire McAdoo. Okay. Because, I mean, you don't do that. Eli Manning, one of the longest streaks of all time, as far as starting games. And you bench him. I don't know why they benched Eli either. Okay? I mean, what are you going to get from Geno Smith or Davis Webb that you couldn't already get from Eli Manning? I get the season's pretty much over, but nonetheless, that's all you have left is that streak. And Ben McAdoo ruined it. I mean, the worst PR move I've ever seen. Okay? But nonetheless, he did it. All right. Hats off to McAdoo. He was, I guess, bold enough to do it. All right. But nonetheless, like I said, he thinks that the Giants can win the NFC East. Didn't have too many nice things to say about the Eagles, the Cowboys, or the Giants. Or the Redskins. Okay. Can the Giants win the NFC East? I mean, let's take a look at their schedule. All right. Let's see how good I have the Giants be. All right. Actually, let's take a look at their roster. We'll take a look at the roster, then we'll take a look at their schedule. Obviously, Eli going to be the starter. Okay, it's just a matter of Lauletta or Webb being the backup. You got Saquon Barkley, Wayne Gallman, nice little one. You also got Jonathan Stewart. I completely forgot Jonathan Stewart ended up with the Giants. How does Jonathan Stewart get a job? And I'm not saying Jonathan Stewart's a bad running back or anything like that, but how does he had signed, and DeMarco Murray is just retiring because no one else wants him. Okay. I mean, Jonathan Stewart, maybe he's just figured out a way to last long in the NFL. Okay. I mean, DeMarco Murray's played four less years than him. I don't know. But anyway, receiver, you got Odell Beckham Jr. coming back. All right. Signed Cody Latimer from Denver. He's probably going to be a special teams guy for them. Let's see. Travis Rudolph in his second year out of Florida State. You still got Sterling Shepard. All right, so your receiving corps is pretty good considering the fact that you also got Evan Ingram at tight end coming into his second year. Offensive line, I think, is going to be just fine. All right. Defense was a big problem last year. All right. I mean, the locker room completely fell apart because of the defense. You got Olivier Vernon, one of the highest paid defensive ends in the league, Damon Harrison. They drafted R.J. McIntosh out of Miami. I really like that pick. I think he's going to have a real decent year. He's probably not going to light the league on fire or anything like that, but nonetheless, you'll notice him. Signed Alec Ogletree from the Rams. Eli Apple, you got him in the secondary. Eli Apple, I mean, Landon Collins didn't really have anything nice to say about Eli Apple earlier this year, but nonetheless, since went back on that and says he'll mentor him. So we'll see what Eli Apple can do in his third year. Second year was about as big a disaster as you can get. Norris Jenkins has had quite the offseason, let me tell you. All right, so he'll be out there. Still a very good cornerback. Landon Collins, one of the best safeties in the league, and they just signed Michael Thomas too. That'll probably just be more so a special teams pickup there. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, I think I'd say that as of right now, their roster compared to Dallas's is better. I mean, Dallas does have the bigger names and all, but I'd take the Giants receivers. Okay, I'll take Dallas at running back. I say it's a push at quarterback because I still think both are going to have real good years this year. And as far as defenses go, I'll take the Giants. So obviously, I think they do have a better roster than Dallas. As far as Washington, they're about even. Washington's a weird team. Washington's kind of like a wild card type team. Not more so talking about playoffs, but more so you have no clue what they're going to be doing. So let's take a look at this Giants schedule. You got the Jags week one. That's going to be tough. That's going to be in New York, though. I mean, I'll say that I don't even know who to pick there. All right, you got the Cowboys week two in Dallas. I'll give that to the Giants, considering the fact that it's on Sunday Night Football, and Dallas just stinks against the Giants at home. Then they got Houston week three. They got a pretty tough schedule. They got the Jaguars, the Cowboys, the Texans, the Saints, the Panthers, the Eagles, Falcons, and Redskins. First eight games. Okay, no easy ones there. If the Giants get through this at about 5-3, 6-2, they're Super Bowl favorites. Honestly. I mean, look at that. Then the schedule does tend to get a little bit easier. I don't even think it really does get easier because you've got the 49ers after that. 49ers can be a decent team with Garoppolo. The Bucks, they'll have Jameis back at that time. Then you got to play in Philly. The Bears are going to be a real solid team. Okay, in Washington versus Tennessee, who's going to be a real good team, real good offense. At Indianapolis, then finishing off with the Cowboys the last week of the season. Giants got a tough schedule. There's no real breathing room on the schedule except maybe against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. You get a quick little breath after you play in Santa Clara. And then you got to play the Bucks. Then you head over to Philly. I mean, it doesn't look too good for the Giants, actually. It's all going to tell them whether or not this team can put it together. They got the talent, but if they can't put it together, it's going to be tough. All right. But obviously, Ben McAdoo does believe in his former team that he coached. So, I mean, if anyone knows him better than we do, it's him, I guess. So, we'll see what they can do. But nonetheless, I'd still say that Philly's the favorites to win that division. All right, but I will give them this. I will say that New York does have their better current on paper roster than the Cowboys, and the Redskins are just, I have no clue about them. I think they're going to be good, but they could also be bad, so we'll see. But nonetheless, let's see. Anything else pertaining to the Giants that we need to cover? Don't believe so. So we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we'll be talking about Todd Gurley's comments a bit and anything else going on in the world of football. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. So far today, we've talked about the Browns, Hard Knocks. All right, we've talked about DeMarco Murray having to retire because no one else wants him. In that third segment, we talked about the idea of the Giants winning the AFC East this or NFC East this season. All right. But now we talk about the fact that Todd Gurley wants to get paid. All right. Well, NFL players want to get paid. They want that NBA money, all right? And you know what? Players got to blame themselves on it. Remember that bad CBA they ended up signing? Yeah, it's on you. Okay. I do agree they should be paid more. There was an article by Bleacher Report that pretty much came out about it. It says basically they're envious of the NBA players' contracts, and I mean, I get it. I mean, why not? You're playing a tougher sport, all right? One that's going to take some years off your life. I mean, look at the offensive linemen. I mean, they go head-to-head every single day. Okay. Let's see. He says what could make that a reality? A lockout. It's true. All right. The CBA ends in 2021, and if I'm the NFL players, okay? Yeah, if I'm the NFL players, CBA ends in 2021, we're not signing a thing until we get guaranteed contracts, and you walk away from the table. Don't even negotiate. Okay? Players hold all the power here, and I know some of them are going to hurt because some of them do need this job. I mean, not everyone can get taken care of with their second contract, but nonetheless, that's what you got to do. Okay? I know the fans aren't going to like it. Fans are going to look at the players and call them selfish. But nonetheless, players got to start thinking themselves here. Fans don't necessarily matter because once it's all signed up, they'll be back putting their money into the teams like they always do. Okay? So I think right there, if you're the players, don't even worry about the fans. You tell the NFL or whoever you're negotiating with, okay, we will not negotiate anything else until we get guaranteed contracts. Once you're ready to tell us, yes, we will give you guaranteed contracts, then we will negotiate everything else. But until then, there's nothing to negotiate. Walk out, leave it there, don't even go back to it, okay? That's how they got to do it there. No negotiating here. You just got to tell them this is what we want. You don't give us what we want, you don't get football, okay? I think that's the way to do it. There's no talking this through anymore. All right? Because NFL owners are very cheap when it comes to their money. All right? I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar company. Okay, and you're telling me you can't give out guaranteed contracts like the NBA does? That's ridiculous. I know the NFL's got to be at least five times bigger than the NBA. All right? The NFL owns Monday, Sunday, and Thursday. NFL owns 3 days out of the week. Alright. And you're telling me, yeah, we can't give you guaranteed contracts? That's ridiculous. Alright. I mean, honestly. But that's what they gotta do. Do I want to see a lockout? Of course not. Okay? I mean, we're already going through this month of July freaking out because there's no football. Alright? There's no news coming out. It's all bad stuff. Alright? But that's what these NFL players gotta do. And they gotta be serious about it, too. I feel like last time they were negotiating the CBA, they all kind of caved in because it was the point where everyone just wanted to get back to playing. All right, everyone just wanted football back that badly. But there's a point where, as an NFL player negotiating it, you got to think, you know what? Forget the fans, forget the owners, forget everyone else. This is about me. Okay? That's the mindset you need to have. That's the mindset the NBA players have. You know what? Life's looking pretty good for an NBA professional right now. League vet, the vet minimum right now is at $2 million. Okay. Isaiah Thomas signed for the least amount of money possible you could get, and he still got $2 million. All right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay, and as of right now, as far as popularity, the NFL is always going to supreme or reign king, but the NBA right now is doing it right. All right. And people will always point, oh, Warriors are winning basketball. Yeah, that's why ratings were so high this year. Okay, the highest they've been in four seasons. Don't listen to that narrative, the Warriors are bad for basketball, because if anything, they're helping it. Alright. But as far as all this goes, yeah. You're going to have to start a lockout, okay? And you shouldn't negotiate until the owners say, yes, we will give you guaranteed contracts. Okay? There's no playing nice in this whole thing. It's either you get what you want, or you don't. Okay? And obviously, the NFL players need to get what they want. I mean, it's ridiculous how they're so... NFL players are really disrespected as far as how fans see them and the owners treat them. Okay? If not for them, we don't have a product to watch. Okay? It's true. The NFL players are the only reason why this league is still going. All right. People know who pays their checks and all. Yeah, you need someone to pay. Okay? I mean, watch the XFL and AAF fold in about 7 years after they start. All right, why? Why are they going to fold? Because you're not going to be entertained. Why are you not going to be entertained? Because the talent level wasn't that high. Okay? I mean, I don't understand why fans feel the need to have an opinion on whether or not players should have guaranteed contracts. It has nothing to do with them. Okay? It's none of your business. I mean... how would you feel going to a job where you're basically, nothing's guaranteed there? All right, you're going to make this little bit amount of money. To make this amount of money, you got to do all this stuff. All right, wouldn't you feel more secure going in with, yeah, you're making this no matter what you do? All right, no matter if something comes up. Okay? And obviously, their job's a little bit more dangerous. Okay? Imagine you go in, you're signing a $100 million deal. It's not necessarily a $100 million deal because only 30 of it can be guaranteed. Okay, you get hurt, you miss out on that other 70 mil. All right. So, yeah, I'm all for a lockout. Even if that means that we have no football. I'll always be on the player's side here. All right, no matter what. I know the reason why I'm watching. I'm not watching to see what Robert Kraft has to say, what Stephen Ross has to say, what Jerry Jones has to say, what Jim Mersey has to say. Okay. I'm not there to watch the coaches. I'm there to watch the players. Alright? So it's ridiculous, like I said, when fans tend to have an opinion. Oh, no, they shouldn't get guaranteed money. Because that has nothing to do with you. Just don't even have an opinion on it. Alright? But nonetheless, I mean, yeah, I get why the NFL players are mad. But again, it is their fault. Negotiated that terrible CBA. Just signed it. Okay, and people were saying, I remember too, people saying, oh, this isn't a great CBA. Paris going to come to regret it. And they are. All right. When those dudes were saying that, people were saying, oh, you're being too negative. It'll be fine. Football's back. It's all great. And now, players are already regretting their decision. All right. So you got to wait, what? 2018 season, 2019 season, 2020 season. All right. Three more seasons until you can even negotiate. All right. Well, like I said, players brought on themselves. But like I said, I'm all for lockout at that time. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But nonetheless, I mean, I would like to see these NFL players getting guaranteed deals. Because, I mean, head-to-head hits and all that stuff, as physical as the game is, they deserve it. The NFL, NBA getting guaranteed contracts. Why not the NFL? So we'll see. I said we got to wait a few more years for that to even happen. But nonetheless, I mean, Todd Gurley's got a point. But like I said, it is their fault too. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Today we talked Browns and Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks. All right. I mean, football needs to get here already. Second segment, we talked about running backs being out the league by the age of 30. I mean, DeMarco Murray, 2 years removed from a great season, now out the league. Third segment, talked about the chances the Giants have of winning the NFC East. And here, we talked about guaranteed contracts and NFL players. So, thanks for listening to the GSMC Football Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. I will be back Monday, so stay tuned, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.